Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
This is Sheffield Live.
Midweek, and we're gonna make it special. Special.
We'll be right back. Second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed everything I've played for you so far. Three from the 90s got the second hour underway. We started 1998 with George Michael and Outside. 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number two. Re-entered a short time later, spent 2 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 61. Then it was 1994 for Take That and Everything Changes. UK number one, April the 9th, for 2 weeks, spending a total of 10 weeks on the UK chart. And we finished back in 1992 with Boy George and The Crying Game. 4 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 22. Right, you ready? I'd like to know the link, please, between these three songs. Imagine by John Lennon. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. And Louie Louie by The Kingsmen. Once again, the link, please, between Imagine, Brown Eyed Girl, and Louie Louie. Okay. Your first fact for today. This day, which is the 13th of November, 1964, a supposedly official biography of the Rolling Stones, Our Own Story, was published as a paperback. Right, off to the 80s we go. First up, 1989, Bross and Too Much. 7 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number two. Then it's 1984 for Blancmange and Don't Tell Me. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number eight.
Oh, Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
1985 there for Animotion and Obsession. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 5 and was their only UK hit. How are you getting on with this link? Once again, I'd like to know the link, please, between the songs Imagine by John Lennon, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, and Louie Louie by The Kingsmen. Clue. Radio. All right, there you go, that's your clue. Right, your next fact for today. This day, 1982, Robert Smith, leader and founder member of The Cure, joined Susie and the Banshees to replace guitarist John McGough. Oh, I hope I pronounced that right. M-G-E-O-H. Who was suffering from exhaustion and remained in the band until 1984, but also had to stop due to exhaustion. All right, we're off to the 60s. First up, 1969 for Marvin Gaye and Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. 16 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 5. Then it's 1966 for Annabelle Fox and Lonely Girl, a Northern Soul dance favourite.
Set by a someone who cares for me. Okay, let's have another delightful dance tune, just like that last one, if you please.
I need love, love, to ease my mind. I need to find, find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time, no matter.
Diana Ross and the Supremes there, and You Can't Hurry Love from 1966, 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 2. Well, I've had no guesses, no right ones, no wrong ones. The link between Imagine, Brown Eyed Girl and Louie Louie. Let's add Lola by the Kinks and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. And remember, your clue being a radio. Excuse me, I seem to have got a frog in my throat at the moment. Your next fact of the day, this day 1959. Johnny Mathis' second album, just simply entitled Johnny's Greatest Hits, was his second US number one album. Right, we're off to the 70s. First up, 1978. Elkie Brooks and Lilac Wine, 7 weeks of UK chart, peaked at number 16. Following that, 1973, Dave Edmunds, Baby, I Love You, 13 weeks of the UK chart, peaking at number 8.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by strange delight. Under a lilac tree, I made wine from the lilac tree. I lost my heart in its recipe. Made me see what I want to see. Be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think. Do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you. Lila of wine is sweet and heady like my
love. Listen to me. Sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme that.
There for the Pipkins and Gimme That Ding. 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 6 and was their only UK hit. This link, if you're still struggling, I'd like to know the link, please, between Imagine, John Lennon, Brown Eyed Girl, Van Morrison, and Louie Louie and the Kingsmen. I added Lola by the Kinks and Lucy in the Sky by Diamonds by the Beatles. Let's add God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Not that you need any more clues, do you, mate? No, my mate Ian Bogini's got it right. Okay, we're off to the 90s. 1994, to be precise. First, Shampoo and Trouble. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 11. Then it's Kylie Minogue. Put Yourself in My Place. 9 weeks on the UK chart, also peaked at number 11.
Uh-oh. Trouble, something's come along and it's burst our bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Gotta get home quick, march on the double.
We've been out all night and we haven't been home.
The answer to the link is that they were all banned on radio stations, not just here in the UK, but in the USA and various countries around the world for really all these different reasons. I mean, here in the UK, for example, Lola was banned by the Kinks, of course, for its referencing Coca-Cola in the lyrics. However, in America, it was banned on the radio for its homosexual references. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen was actually considered obscene and was even had an FBI investigation into it. But everybody wants to know why Imagine was banned. Well, I'll tell you. It was banned in certain countries and in the US Bible Belt for religious blasphemy because of the line, "Imagine there's no heaven." There you go. All right. Next week, it's lyrics for you. And they are opening lyrics. But so here we go. This is John Lennon and Imagine. Imagine, John Lennon, as I say, banned in certain areas because of the reference, it referencing the line, "Imagine there's no heaven." I forgot to mention that the Lucy in the Sky Diamonds by the Beatles was LSD references and was considered a bad influence. God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols, of course, a slur on Queen Elizabeth II. Brown Eyed Girl was banned in certain parts of the US for its sex references, making love in the green grass. Okay. Well, there's no time to fit the final track in, so a bit of a change. Okay. This gentleman was born this day, 1918. So it's his birthday, obviously. So I'm going to finish on this. This is from... It's Perez Prado. It's a song, well, it's a piece of music called Mambo Number 5. So this is Steve Rohn saying take care of yourselves. I'll see you next week for more Music Box. Bye.